Welcome back to The Advisor with Stacey Chalemi, the show where we don't just talk about success, we break it down to real stories, the bold decisions and the mindset shifts that take people from stuck to unstoppable. Now, let me hit you with a truth bombly. Yeah, this is when I say truth bombly, it was a definitely a truth bomb. Now, what if a safe job, if you worked so hard for, was the very thing holding you back? If it wasn't security, it isn't about just staying, but learning how to walk away on your own terms. My guest today knows exactly what it looks like, and she's here to show you how to do it too. Now, Pav quit her job. She was making $300,000 a year. She is retired at 43, and she now teaches others how to layoff-proof their lives, not just financially, but emotionally and strategically. Her platform, layoffready.com, is empowering to thousands to escape the fear of layoffs, take back their time, and create lives that they no longer need to recover from. And today, Pav is here to share excitingly how her retiring early than you think can actually help you in some ways and without sacrificing your security. So, Pav, welcome to the show. I'm so glad you're here. And, take a moment to say hello and tell everybody about yourself.
Hi, Stacey. Thank you so much for having me here, and I'm super excited to share my knowledge with everybody. So I am Pav. I am the founder of Layoff Ready, a platform that helps high-achieving professionals, especially those who are quietly burnout or anxious about layoffs. You know who you are, to be able to fund your freedom with the money and the skills that you likely already have, so you can make sure that you make your job optional. And the keyword here is not having to stay stuck in the job or situation that's no longer serving your highest good, or start a high another side hustle that you're gonna hate later anyway because you are burned out again just to make the money. And so as for me, like, I am a Thai immigrant in America, so I grew up in a strict Thai Chinese family, and I didn't really have much self-confidence back then as a kid. And the idea of wealth to me was to marry a rich guy, and because I didn't really believe in myself back then that I could become my own rich man. So what I did was, like, I did land a rich man in real life then, but then I walked away from that marriage with barely anything but my two pet rabbits, and rebuilt from a scratch. But luckily, through my brokest day, my lawyer told me that, hey, before you get divorced, in order for you to do that, you have to do budgeting. And, like, I got an MBA in finance. I didn't really learn financial literacy until probably 38 at that time. So it took me a while to do that. And from there, I uncover a hidden 401k account that I set it and forget it, like, years ago. So that was, like, my starting point of financial literacy journey. And from there, I was able to, like, I did learn a lot of things, which then helped afford me to retire from my corporate job at 43, and to fully now pursue my passion to make the world layoff ready.
I love that. Now, you missed your grandmother's final moments because of a PowerPoint meeting. Now, that was heartbreaking. But you also cracked something open for you. It made you realize something. Can you take us down that moment and tell us what awakened in you at that very moment?
Yeah, so I remember that, like, very vividly, Stacy. I was working on a PowerPoint presentation. So, by the way, before I as a background, my grandmother was 100 years old before she passed away, so she did live a full life. And so we kind of expected, like, okay, like, this moment's gonna come. But I was debating in my mind for probably like a month plus, because I was so busy working, like, okay, if I should come visit her to see her for the last time. But oh no, I think she's gonna live since she lasted that long. So it kind of, like, been on my mind for quite some time, and this is, like, part of, what I would say like a little bit of a regret that I didn't get to see her for that moment. So when I first heard from my mother, she called me through FaceTime, and I was in a meeting about another meeting that we have to meet the next day. And I just was numbed, because I already knew that she was gonna pass away anyway at some point, but because I was just too busy working on a presentation and for a slide 37 to be exact, so I missed the last chance to see her for the last time. So like since then, it really opened my eyes to the whole new light that like, for the longest time, I've been in corporate for 23 years. I've been watching my loved ones or my friends and people to like really like live their life through FaceTime, but I didn't actually get to participate with them. And I don't really want to do that anymore. So I think like the moment when I heard from my mother that my grandmother passed away was my wake up call, and it was like a permission for me to say that, okay, now I am financially, emotionally, mentally ready to like really leave my job
Right.
forever.
Wow. And that must have took a lot of strength for you to do that. That was definitely an awakening. But you know, sometimes you realize there are more important things in life than just working and making money. And you know, something like that is definitely an awakening call.
Yeah, totally. And honestly, like I've thought about, leaving my job for quite some time already, but I think, just like a lot of people, I'm sure, like especially these days when jobs are hard to find, I thought to myself, oh, would it be enough, for me to would I be able to retire financially? Am I gonna be okay? I had like this, voice inside me that, oh, it's not gonna be enough, or because I didn't really know my baseline at the time. Like I didn't know, okay, what's my net worth? I didn't know, like how much I needed as a financial runway for each month. So like once I started to like do the budgeting and like really get my baseline finance together, I'm like, wow, I could actually do that. But then once you're financially prepared, it doesn't mean that you are mentally or spiritually prepared. So there are lots of aspects in, I think, like in walking away that people are considering. But like even though financial aspect is, seems to be the most important thing.
Right. Now you made a radical choice walking away from $300,000 job and retiring at 43. Most people think that's impossible. What do they get wrong about early retirement?
I think so, do I think that everyone should retire early? No, but I think that financial freedom is achievable, and I think that's what people usually get wrong, 'cause typically, when we think about financial freedom, we think about, oh, you need to have like, millions of dollars. You need to like have so much cushion, right? But I think it depends on your situation, because like generally when you think about wealth, you think about how much you have, and then you also think about like how much money you make and how much money you keep,
Right.
which is like, and I want to emphasize this, like just because you make like say half $1 million a year, or $200,000 a year, it doesn't mean that you get to keep all of them. Because,
Yeah.
first we have to pay for taxes, but then there's such thing as lifestyle inflation. I think like most professional gets wrong that like just because you make more money, it means that you're, like financially set and you can retire early. But I've seen like cases when people make like multiple six figures and not able to retire early because you have your lifestyle inflation, creeping that you don't really get to keep much. So I think the point is that financial freedom is achievable for everyone, but It depends on like how much you are keeping, more so than how much money that you make. And also like everyone should have the option to walk away from, like any situation that's no longer serving your highest good.
Right, exactly. And you see that all the time. You see stories with like movie stars and celebrities, that they live a certain lifestyle, and a lot of them you see where they live, and they live very modestly, or they're in debt because their lifestyle was so gargantuan in the beginning that it left them with pennies at the end. And a lot of them were in debt. And they're working and working, and you see them older in life still working because they are so in debt because they blew all their money and all their millions that they made along the way.
Exactly. Yeah. I mean, like kind of back to my example, like, so I've coached people making over like $500,000, and they've still not only just feel financially broke because the lifestyle inflation, but they feel broke inside. And I think like that's the most important thing. And offline before we were starting the podcast, we also talk about like how mental health and like the spiritual side of things, it's really important. Like when you feel broke inside, it doesn't really matter how much money you make. You still have that limitation. You have the fear, and when you have the fear inside, and you're not living your aligned in your alignment, it's really hard to like really prosper to the next level.
That's so true. Now, when you were going through all this, did you feel broken after a while?
Oh my gosh. You mean like broken in a sense of like spiritually broken, or like broken as in,
I would say spiritually and emotionally broken.
okay, Stacy, nobody really asked me this question, but and thank you. That really gets me to reflect on things. I would say yes and no, because I've been through like the phase where I really felt I was spiritually broken during my divorce, that enough, for me to like realize that like there's a way to actually like have the balance. But I think what is hard for me, even though I knew inside my heart that like, okay, when I might not be on the right path, is how to actually take the action and like really make changes. So like to answer your question, yes, I've been through emotionally spiritually broken phase in my life, but I have healed from it, but it took me forever to take the action to like really like live my life in alignment, to like really feel like, okay, finally I am not just spiritually enlightened, but actually living my life enlightened. So
Yeah.
that took some time.
And how did you get there? Like, what did you have to do to get there?
So I think there are a few things. So number one is, I think through my burnout, through my depression, I was like diagnosed a few years ago, like clinically depressed as like major depression, and I felt that I'd been through like that dark nights of soul, if you have heard of that. Basically, it's just kind of like that profound moment when you really experience like, okay, nothingness, like you are no one, no thing. And I was just like laying down in my bed and thought to myself like who is this person, like crying, like hysterically like crying in bed, like who is this person, why am I so sad? And when I thought about that, I'm like, wow, I don't even know how to describe this into words, Stacey, but maybe you can help me. But it's like the profound moment that finally I realized that I was just a soul and like really living through this body. This is like a vehicle for me, to like really experience life. And why am I treating this body so bad? You
Right.
know? Yeah. So ever since then, I thought about, okay, like, since I treat my friends, I treat my family, I treat everybody really well, but I didn't really treat myself. I didn't really treat my body. I didn't really treat this person who I'm with 24/7. Well, since then I think I have found like not just myself, but I have found God, because God was like in that moment of the dark night of soul when I was lying in bed. Somehow I heard like these voices, and I kid you not. I heard this voice inside my head, like, you're gonna be okay. Like, I don't even know. I felt the profound love, inside me, and I call him God. I don't know. That could be an alien, but I believe that that was God. And since then, I had the conversation with God whenever I've gone through challenges. When I start my days, I always talk to God and I ask him, like, okay, like, please let today be my miracle day. If there's any messages or anything that you like, use me as your vessel to convey that. And when I start living in alignment, life has just completely changed. So like that's more like a spiritual side. But then I think like on this on another side, which is more like a mechanical earthly side of thing, is like when you start to take care of your mind, your body and soul, but also like your own finances. And by I keep telling people, like, three numbers that you really need to know, as in your financial baselines, are: number one, you need to know what's your net worth, like what's the assets minus liabilities. That's how much money you own and you owe. And then the second one is your, I call it FU fund. Basically, is a little bit extensive of the emergency fund, so your expenses times 6 to 12 months, which is kind of like a power fund that gives you the power to walk away from any situation, any person, any job that is no longer serving your highest good with dignity. And the reason I call it FU fun is because, in a way, you can just say, like, FU, bye. I'm leaving because I have this money. And then the third one is you need to know your FIRE number. And the FIRE number is financial independence, retire early number, which is, how much money that you have invest in the market, so that you can take a small amount while keep leaving the rest growing in your portfolio. So that's very important. So that number is basically your annual expenses divided by 0. Sorry, divided by 4%. Yes. So that's very important. And that, I think, like, ever since then, that has changed my life tremendously. And hopefully, yeah, the audience too.
I love that. Now, the book Die with Zero shaped your decision to leave the corporate world. Now, what was the insight from that book that hit you the hardest, and what changed your
Oh
game for
my
you?
gosh. Yeah, so I think basically that book talks about, like, why are you like, don't delay your joy, right? So, I think like Die with Zero gave me a spiritual permission slip to, like, okay, stop postponing the joy and start collecting the money for a life that, I sorry, stop collecting the money for a life that I wasn't living. As in, like, collecting the paycheck, but then not living that life. And I think, like, one of the chapter in the book, the author talks about how, he took his mom to, I think, the pyramid, and then She got so old. He got, all the money in the world, but she wasn't really being, able to walk so well,
Right.
to the pyramid. So that was kind of like his eye-opening, one of his eye-opening moments that, you just because you are ready doesn't mean that people around you are, gonna be ready. Right. So there's such thing as like the time dividend that we need to think about.
Wow. Now you talk about the difference between financial planning and financial resilience. Can you break down that?
So I think like financial planning is more about like, okay, like knowing your baseline, having the plan and the preparation, right? For like say retirement, for example, like that's the plan that you have, like how when you're looking about your current situation and how you're going forward with it financially. But when it comes to financial resilience, it's more than that. It's more than just like the mechanical side of thing or the numbers. Financial resilience means that if I lost everything today, that I'm not gonna go broke. And I know that for the fact because I have that resilience, the agility. I have like the knowledge inside of me, the power to know that okay, like if I have to start over, this is the step by step. I have the framework to do that. So I think that is very important because like most professionals, especially like the high achievers, we rely so much on experts. Like you have a CPA, you have financial advisors, but we don't really, so you give the power of like, okay, manage my money, manage my taxes return, to the professionals, but then you don't really tend to those numbers yourself as much, right? So I think like the first step to have the financial resilience is like know the in and out of your money first, and then from there, like build a backup plan. Your financial advisor is not going to help you build a backup plan. Like, say if the market crashed tomorrow, they'd be like, okay, bye, I'm sorry. But yeah, the financial resilience is kind of like your lifelong companion that will, take you from zero to, zero to hero and then back to zero, hopefully not, but then over and over again.
That's why it's so important, and sometimes it's the missing link for so many. Because once you build, you incorporate that resilience into it, anything could be possible.
Yeah, totally.
Now you coined the term layoff proof. What does that really mean, and why does the first step someone can take to make that their reality?
So, yeah, that's such a great question, Stacey. So, layoff proof, your life or layoff ready, basically is just kind of like, basically is a financial freedom based financial preparation designed for people who want to like feel safe no matter what happens, and kind of like back to what we just talked about, financial resilience. So it's not just about like budgeting or savings, but it is about the mindset. It's about like a system to help you create a backup income or savings before you need them. And the keyword is before you need them, before you get laid off, before you get burnout, before life hit you, before divorce, before anything that happened. So you never have to rely on just like one income stream ever again. And I think like another important thing is that like you by having by being layoff ready, you this gives you like a superpower in a way to make your job optional or to make pretty much like anything optional, like even your marriage optional. But I'm not saying that I'm advocating for like, oh, you can casually get divorced tomorrow. No, but basically it gives you the power to walk away from things, people, things, environments that is no longer serving your highest good or not aligning with your like God's given purpose, so that you can walk on your own terms. So that's very important. And so the way to do this, so basically I have this method. I call it I call it a bold method. And so the way you do this is because, like layoff ready is not just about the lay layoff ready is not just about like the financial preparation, right? But it's also about like basically your whole identity preparation. 'Cause like say for example, for me, it took me a long time to like make the decision to like leap, from corporate to entrepreneurship, what I do now today. But I think like for the longest time, the problem and or like the question in my head, Stacey, has always been like, okay, what is the path outside my title? Like, what does it mean? Like, what is my identity? And I think like that's what a lot of high achievers are kind of having conflict, a little bit there. So yeah, so like I think like that's the first thing. So like first you need to make sure that like you build that you build that financial resilience. But then the second one is to like really own your story, own your skills. Just like what I talk about on like how can we like we reframe our identity. And then the second one is sorry, and then the third one is like L, which is like lay off proof your life, right? And then the last one is like how do you like redesign your life and like re really make that new life monetizable. I think that's a very important thing.
I love that. I love that. Now, we live in a time where job security feels like a myth. What do you say to the person who feels trapped in a safe job but is terrified to leave?
Oh my gosh, there are so many things. And I would say like this question, I wish somebody would have told me this like a long time ago, like when I felt trapped in my job, when I felt burnout, that like first of all, you are never too late to restart your life. You can restart your life at any time, at any age. And then the second one is that you don't need a permission. You don't need a permission to leave something that is no longer, like bringing you joy, no longer bringing you peace. You don't need a permission to like start living your life. Like, think about it, Stacey. Like, why do we need to wait until like 65 years old to retire? Like, why are we being programmed this way? Does it mean that we have to like hit 65 first so that we can actually live our life and actually like find a purpose and like find joy? I think that is crazy, right? So that's what I would say. However, by being layoff ready doesn't mean that like you just walk away tomorrow recklessly, right? But it means that you need to make sure that you prepare financially, spiritually, and emotionally to leave. So I think that's very important. Yeah, and by sorry, go ahead.
Oh, I said definitely. I was agreeing with you.
Yeah, and I think like by doing that, when I first think about like leaving my job, and that's like probably years ago, it took me probably 1,000 plus hours to work after my full-time job and on like all these different side hustles in the world. And what I found though was that that's really no such thing as a perfect side hustle. That's none. like Amazon KDP, Shopify store, TikTok shop, like all of these are more like a platform that helps you monetize. But the most important thing is to like find out first what is your existing skills that you already have. And typically, like these is like hidden in plain sight. These are the skills that your company is paying you big bucks for, but you're just not using it as a transferable skills that other people outside will probably are searching, Googling about it, and will pay you premium for it. So I think like it's important to like really be open-minded to think outside the box, because when I first started like with this side hustle things, it's like, oh my gosh, I don't even know like where to start. There's just like so many different thousand different things under the sun. But what I did though that really helped me narrow things down is like once you define like, okay, what's your like best asset, what's your skills, right? And then what are the big problems, like say name like five big problems that you're solving for at work, and then think about like who else are paying for those skills, right? And then update your LinkedIn even like to say in your headline that okay, like what you actually do and who you help, not your title. And that makes you agile, not just like okay, like I'm stuck with like one company. And then practice telling a story like in 60 seconds, like where you started, like where you, what you overcame, and how you make your life powerful now, and people will come, and then from there you can think about like what's the right platform that you'll be using.
I love that. That's such great advice. Now, you replace fear with freedom. That's not just a mindset shift. That is a whole identity shift. Now, what did the transformation look like for you?
Oh my gosh. So living, so okay, like I call it like courage without sorry, I call it courage over comfort, basically. So for me, it's like in the past I used to be like so stuck in my mind that okay, like I can only make money from my 9 to 5. There's really no path for me to do anything. That's the only thing that I do best. But then like with courage over comfort, or like living without fear, to like really achieve the freedom, the new me now would be okay, I'm scared of it, but I'm just gonna do it anyway. That's one thing. Yeah. And then another thing is that, I think the concept of being layoff ready is that not just to give you the freedom in having an option, right? So that you're not staying stuck with something that is no longer serving you, but by being layoff ready, or having that courage over comfort, or living without fear over to have the freedom, also means that you have self-respect. It means that you respect yourself enough that you deserve, that you know that you deserve the best life. And by having the best life, you know that you need to prepare for it. You need to have a plan. So yeah, I think that's this is like my mantra these days, that I make sure that I have a plan. I don't expect the worst, but I always make sure that like, if something happened, I can still sleep well at night.
And that is a great, mantra to have. And that's a great idea to plan, and to take action on. I like that a lot. Now, for someone who feels so time poor or stuck to build, an income stream, what's the first real step that they need to take, and how do you do it without burnout?
Yeah, so I would say the The very first step, and we kind of touched on this a little bit earlier, Stacy, is that you start with like auditing your skills, your existing skills. You don't need to, and when people say, "Oh, you need to like learn more stuff," I am actually on the opposite side. Yes, you probably need to learn like some stuff, like say AI, for example, these days, because this is like kind of like internet, like nobody's don't know internet, so everybody knows AI. But in a way, like first start from like audit your skill set, name like the five skill sets that you have, right? And then from there, like what I said, just think about like who would pay for this. And then from there, once you kind of craft out like, okay, like these are my skills, and then these are the people that would pay for it. And back to like courage over comfort. We just go on LinkedIn or talk to your friends, your family. Those people typically would be your first customer. Just say like, hey, this is what I'm thinking of doing. Would you like be open to be my first customer? And most of the time it's free, but at the very least, you have done two things. Like one is you already test the concept to see if it actually works, right? And then the second one is that you would have like the testimonial that you can actually take from there to run your real business.
I love that. I love that a lot. Now, what's your definition of success now, and how does it differ from what you used to chase?
That's such a great question, Stacy. So the success to me in the past when I was younger was more about like, you make more money, you climbing up the corporate ladder. But the truth is, it is often about learning how and when to walk away. So like I would say like the myth, say that you stay loyal, you earn more, you hustle harder, and you'll be safe. But in today's world, like loyalty is not rewarded anymore. Like there's no pension, nobody's paying pension anymore, except like if you work for a post office. And burnout is normalized, and layoffs, like this is something that is inevitable, is coming anyway. So yeah, like my definition of success in the past was just more about like this thing that the society has been programming us. But now the success that that I value is more on like, okay, if I'm in good health, my family is in good health, we are happy, and I'm living in joy, I'm living in alignment, that is success to me. It's not just about like the title that you have or the money that you have. Like it doesn't really matter how much money you make or that what like title you have if you feel empty or corrupted inside. That's not true success.
Now, if someone is listening right now and thinking, I want this life, but I'm scared, what would you say to them directly?
So I would say that like two things. Like one, on the practical side, like make sure that you get your baseline numbers, like the three numbers that we talk about, like your net worth, your FU fund, and your FIRE number. Like that is your anchor. Very important numbers, because it's like when you go to the doctor, if you don't really like, that's why they draw your blood test, that's when they do like the blood pressure, everything, right? Because they need to have the baseline. Without that baseline, you don't really know like if you're actually progressing or you're actually going downhill from there. So number one is the mechanical thing. So you know your baseline. And then the second one is financial freedom is achievable, and we talk about this earlier. It's just a matter of like how you define that financial freedom. Because, in fact, there are many different types of FIRE, right? So, when we think about the FIRE movement or financial freedom, retire early, we typically think about, oh, you need to have like that FU number or that, like the amount, like a large amount of money for you to be able to retire. But there are actually four types of FIRE. So lean FIRE is when you are retiring with like a minimalist lifestyle, ultra low spending. Fat FIRE is like, oh, you want to, spend and live the luxurious freedom. But what's interesting is that, and this is like what a lot of like Gen Z and millennials are doing these days when they quit their job, is they are doing barista FIRE, they are doing course FIRE. So barista FIRE is, you quit the full-time grind, but then you still work part-time to get the benefits. And I think I joked with my friend, like eventually we'll have like half the country working for Starbucks because Starbucks. Yeah, because Starbucks actually offer full health benefits and everything, even for part-time workers, right? So that's the barista FIRE. And then
Love
the
it.
course FIRE is like when you invest have enough money that you're investing that you only need to cover just the regular day-to-day living expenses until retirement. So through course FIRE, some people would do like their like freelance job, which is like part of the work optional model that I'm teaching at Layoff Ready. But there are different types of like financial freedom. It's not just like this one thing that like we have been boxed in that you need to have like millions of dollars and retire at 65.
I love that. I love that. Now, Paige, this has been mind-blowing. Your story isn't just inspiring, it's liberating. And you've been giving people permission to choose a life that they didn't even think they could have. Now, for those who are ready to start to lay off proven, where can they exactly go to connect with you and learn more?
Yeah, so okay, if you're a burnout or you're scared of, laid off or just, you just want to make your job optional, so you can camp, sorry, you can come hang with me and and the community. So you can first like download my free layoff ready toolkit at layoffready.com, and then you can also follow me on TikTok at Moments of Reset, and also check out my Bold Rice Circle. This is like the a closed community. It's kind of like an experiential learning community that helps you find, what's your God-given purpose, and then turn that in, like turn your existing skills, right, that is aligned with your purpose into income and financial freedom.
I love it. Now, if we had to take today's conversation and you wanted to pull out some important factors, what are some things you want people to walk away and remember?
Okay, let me just like drop one truth then. So most people don't realize until it's too late, that when you have no backup plan, you have no peace. Like you have no leverage, you have no freedom, because when you're waiting for layoff or for a divorce, a breakup, or for like any disaster in life to happen, without having a backup plan, it is a self-neglect. So when you have no backup plan, you have anxiety. And I felt that, like, during my divorce, I got no backup plan. And I thought like I was broke for the longest time. So you are not free, and you feel trapped, with whether it be like in a toxic relationship, a job, or like this confined paycheck. So your job is not your plan. Your plan is when is what lets you walk away on your own terms without fear. And by the way, what I'm saying is that like it's great if if you love your job, you can continue working, right? But still, like without having the backup plan, you can be let go anytime. So when you are layoff ready, that means that you have like that self-respect, that you know that you deserve the best, and you know you deserve the freedom, you deserve the peace. And plus, having a backup plan is like, it's not a weakness, it is power, it is like superpower.
That's so true. That's so true. Now, are there any other services that you want to mention that you provide that we haven't discussed?
No, I think we already cover everything, and thank you so much for asking,
Oh,
Stacy.
you're very welcome. Well, this has been an amazing, amazing podcast. I really enjoyed having you on the show. I hope you'll come back. There are so many things we could talk about, and I think you really give people, an eye opener of what, that they don't have to settle. That, settling is not an option. That we always have a choice, and it's just figuring out, step by step how to go about it the right way. And that there's always options out there because a lot of people feel trapped and stuck, and we don't have to. And you make that very clear, and you really give hope and inspiration to others. So I thank you so much. And your story is inspirational to begin with, and your resilience yourself is outstanding. So you are a wonderful person, and I thank you so much for being on the show.
Thank you so much for having me.
Oh, you're so welcome. You have a great day.
Thank you, Stacy.